The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome, welcome in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's good to have all of you here. Ash Wednesday, the beginning of our 40-day Lenten journey to the cross and empty tomb. The theme for our Lenten journey this year is knowing God perfectly. We get that from the Large Catechism. And Luther says, you know, when you get to the Apostles' Creed, after you've studied and learned the Ten Commandments, seen the nature of your sin, the Apostles' Creed teaches us to know God perfectly, to know who God is, what to expect from Him, and what to receive from Him. We pray that God would richly bless us as we journey with Christ and know Him perfectly. A couple of words on our worship service for this evening. Our opening hymn, number 615, hymn of confession and absolution, When in the Hour of Deepest Need, 615. Following that opening hymn, we'll follow the order of corporate confession and absolution. It's just like when we have the confession and absolution at the beginning of our divine service on a regular Sunday morning. But this order of corporate confession and absolution is an expanded version of that and gives us a little bit more time to meditate on the depth of our sin and the height of God's love and forgiveness. Following the order of corporate confession and absolution, we'll pick up on page 156 with Divine Service 1, and then we'll follow that service throughout. We have a worship insert especially for today. The readings are on one side, the propers are on the other. The focus will be the Old Testament reading from the prophet Joel. Return to me, says the Lord, return to me. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day and for this season. A time to reflect upon our sin and our need for repentance, but especially on Your great love, which prompted You to send Your Son to live and die and rise again for poor, miserable sinners like us. Heavenly Father, we ask You to bless our time together this evening, bless our Lenten journey, and help us, by Your grace, to know You perfectly. Heavenly Father, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 615.
corporate confession and absolution, page 290, we stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
I will go to the altar of God.
To God my exceeding joy.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
You may have better.
You may be seated. Beloved in the Lord, it is our intention to receive the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ, in which He strengthens our faith by giving us His body to eat and His blood to drink. Therefore, it is proper that we diligently examine ourselves, as St. Paul urges us to do. For this holy sacrament has been instituted for the special comfort of those who are troubled by their sin and who humbly confess their sins, fear God's wrath, and hunger and thirst for righteousness. But when we examine our hearts and consciences, we find nothing in us but sin and death, from which we are incapable of delivering ourselves. Therefore, our Lord Jesus Christ has had mercy upon us. For our benefit, He became man, so that He might fulfill for us the whole will and law of God, and, to deliver us, took upon Himself our sin and the punishment that we deserve. So that we may more confidently believe this and be strengthened in the faith and in holy living, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, broke it, and gave it to His disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you." It is as if He had said, "I became man, and all I do and suffer is for your good. As a pledge of this, I give you my body to eat." In the same way also, He took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Again, it is as if He had said, "I have had mercy upon you by taking into myself all your iniquities. I give myself into death, shedding my blood to obtain grace and the forgiveness of sins, and to comfort and establish the new covenant, which gives forgiveness and everlasting salvation. As a pledge of this, I give you my blood to drink. Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup, confidently believing this word and promise of Christ, dwells in Christ and Christ in him, and has eternal life. We should also do this in remembrance of Him, showing His death, that He was delivered for our offenses and raised for our justification. Giving Him our most heartfelt thanks, we take up our cross and follow Him, and according to His commandment, love one another as He has loved us. For we are all one bread and one body, even as we are all partakers of the one bread and of the one cup. For just as one cup is filled with the wine of many grapes, and one bread made from countless grains, so also we, being many, are one body in Christ. Because of Him, we love one another, not only in word, but in deed and in truth. May the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, by His Holy Spirit, accomplish this in us. Amen. Having heard the word of God, let us confess our sins unto Him, imploring Him for the sake of Christ, His Son, to grant to us forgiveness. We stand. O Almighty God,
merciful Father, I, poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter suffering in the head of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
God be merciful to you and strengthen your faith. Do you believe that the forgiveness I speak is not my forgiveness, but God's?
Yes.
Let it be done for you as you believe. In the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Go in peace.
Amen.
Our service continues with the salutation and collect of the day, page 156. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you despise nothing you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create in us new and contrite hearts, that lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, we may receive from you full pardon and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for Ash Wednesday is written in Joel chapter 2. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and He relents over disaster. Who knows whether He will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind Him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Consecrate a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Consecrate the congregation. Assemble the elders, gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room, and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord became jealous for His land and had pity on His people. The Lord answered and said to His people, behold, I am sending to you grain, wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied, and I will no more make you a reproach among the nations. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks
be to God.
We continue with the words of our gradual as printed on your service insert. We speak them together.
Be merciful to me, O God. Be merciful to me. For in you my soul takes refuge. You will send from heaven and save me. You will put shame and trample on me.
The epistle is written in 2 Peter chapter 1. May grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence, by which He has granted to us His precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins. Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you practice these qualities, you will never fall. For in this way there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
To continue with our Lenten responsory, we stand for the Holy Gospel. To St. Matthew, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Our service continues with our sermon hymn 608. You may be seated.
Lord, you are
grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation this evening, the Old Testament reading from Joel chapter 2, especially these words. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Lent is before us. Lent is a time of repentance, a sharpened focus on our sin and on our need for a Savior. Lent is a time for confession and absolution. And like we did earlier tonight, a time of expanded confession and absolution. Lent is a time of fasting and weeping and mourning over our sin. Ash Wednesday is more than just the first day of Lent. Look around. Look around. What do you see? You see black, the color of sin, the color of death. You see ashes, and you heard those haunting words. Remember, dust you are, and to dust you shall return. As if we needed a reminder, we're all going to die. But as you look around and you realize the hopeless condition of our sin, God gives us hope. Because even our ashes is a reminder of the cross. Our hope, our only hope that God provides. You know, there will come a time when there won't be a need for Ash Wednesday. There will come a time when there won't be a need for repentance, confession and absolution, fasting, weeping, mourning. You know when that time is? It's that time when Jesus returns. When Jesus comes back in His power and might and glory. The last day. The great and terrible day of the Lord, Scripture tells us. Judgment Day. Are we ready? We act like we are. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we say, Thy kingdom come. Deliver us from evil. Lord, I'm ready to die. Get me out of here. And yet, the way we act and talk and think, maybe we really, really, really want to cling to this sinful world at all costs. Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 7, says, on the last day, many will cry out to me, Lord, Lord. And I will say, I never knew you. I never knew you. Those are frightening words. Or at least they should be frightening words. So today, we stand here at the beginning of our Lenten journey on this Day of Ashes, a reminder of our mortality. And we hear God crying out to us to know Him, to not know Him superficially, but to know Him fully, to know Him perfectly. And what does God, through the prophet Joel, say? He says, return to me. Return to me. Return to the Lord your God. To return implies that we've been there once before, right? This is a cry to the baptized. This is a cry to you and to me and to all who have been washed clean in the waters of holy baptism with the name of God put on us. Come back. Return to me. Kind of a frightening thought, isn't it? We've just talked about how we're sinners. We've just talked about the depth of our sin. And now God is calling us to come near. What's He got in mind? What's He got planned for me? Is He going to punish me? Is He going to make me earn my way through this difficult time? Am I going to have to pay something to merit His favor? What can I expect? My friends, God's Word teaches us that to know Him perfectly, means to know who He is, the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and what we are to expect and receive from Him. Joel, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says, return to me. What can we expect? God tells us, return to me, for the Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. We sang those words just a few minutes ago. Abounding in steadfast love. And because it's so hard for us to remember, we sang it twice. And abounding in steadfast love. You know what to expect from God. Grace and mercy. Love. What kind of love? Not the Valentine's Day kind of love. The John 3:16 kind. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. This is what you can expect. This is what we receive from God. So, God says, through Joel, return to me. Not tomorrow, not next week, not when you get your life cleaned up, or when you get your house in order. Now, today is the day. Now is the favorable time. Now is the day to stop putting off. Now is the time to put away all errors. Now is the time to stop justifying yourself. That's what we do all the time, isn't it? We make excuses. We make excuses for our sin. We make excuses for our behavior. We make excuses for anything and everything. We blame our spouse. We blame our parents. We blame our children. We blame our neighbors. We blame our co-workers. When things are really bad, we even blame God. You made me this way. You created this mess. God says, stop it. Return to me. Now is the time to come clean. You can trust me. You know who I am. You know what you can expect to receive from me. You can come clean. Poor, miserable sinners that we are, we can come clean before the Lord, and we know He's not going to change the rules in the middle of the game. We can come clean before the Lord, and we know that He's not going to pull some bait and switch. We can trust Him. We can trust Him to keep His word. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and merciful. Gracious and merciful. Do you hear that? Mercy. Not giving us what we deserve, hell. Gracious. Giving us what we don't deserve. Jesus. Forgiveness. Life. Salvation. My friends, God calls to us today to return to the Lord. Not in part, not with some superficial outward display, but to return to the Lord with all our hearts. My friends, Joel and every faithful prophet had the same message. Repent and believe the good news. When John the Baptist came, what was his message? Repent and believe the good news. When Jesus started His public ministry, what did He say? Repent and believe the good news. What is every message from this pulpit built around? Repent and believe the good news. The good news for you. The good news that God, in His love and mercy, sent His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from all eternity. Jesus Christ, true man, born of the Virgin Mary, for you. Jesus Christ, who suffered, who died, and was buried, for you. Jesus Christ, who redeemed you, not with words, not with good intentions, not with pious talk or some symbolism, but He redeemed you with His holy, precious blood in His innocent suffering and death. Why? So that we may be His own and live with Him in His kingdom. My friends, God cannot and will not go back on His word. God cannot and will not renege on His promises. God cannot and will not hold out on you. Not anything. He's proven that by giving you everything. His Son, His life, His death. In exchange for our sin and for our filthy rags. You can expect from God not wrath, not terror, not punishment. All of that has been laid on Jesus on Calvary's cross. You can expect from God grace, mercy, steadfast love. When we know God perfectly, when we know who He is, what to expect, and what to receive from Him, we've got a name for that. Are you ready? It's called faith. Faith. Believing that the promises of God are for you. My friends, tonight, God is calling each one of us to know Him perfectly. To know that His grace is for us. His mercy is for us. His steadfast love, which never runs out, is for us. He calls us to return to Him. That's what we do every time we confess our sins. knowing what we're going to receive. The words of forgiveness, sweet and pure, spoken into our ears through humble lips as if from God Himself. My son, my daughter, your sins are forgiven. That's why we come into this house. Our lives, the world around us, even our own bodies, tainted and corrupted by sin. We need a word. We need some good news. That's knowing God perfectly. Knowing that that good news, Jesus Christ, is what we expect and what we receive. It's hearing Christ say, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Cast your cares upon the Lord, and I will sustain you. Come, eat, come, drink. This is my body, this is my blood, given and shed for you. For forgiveness, life, and salvation." May God bless us today, through our Lenten journey, and each and every day of our walk with Him on this side of heaven, that we would know Him perfectly. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our repentance, and our faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Having heard the good news, we are bold to confess the faith that God has given us. This evening we use the words of the Nicene Creed, page 158. Please stand as you're able. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and of all things. The only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all worlds, God, God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for our sin and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was
people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty and eternal God, worthy to be held in reverence by all people everywhere, we give you humble and sincere thanks for the innumerable blessings that you have bestowed on us without any merit or worthiness on our part. We praise you especially for preserving for us your saving word in the holy sacraments. Grant and preserve to your holy church throughout the world purity of doctrine, and provide faithful pastors to preach your word with power. Help all who hear the word rightly to know you perfectly, to know who you are and what it is you give. Send laborers into your harvest and open the door of faith to those who do not know you. In mercy, Bring to repentance the enemies of your church and grant them amendment of life. Protect and defend your church in all tribulation and danger. Strengthen us and all fellow Christians to set our hope fully on the grace revealed in Christ. And help us to fight the good fight of faith, that in the end we may receive the salvation of our souls. Graciously defend us from all calamity by fire and water, from war and pestilence, from scarcity and famine, and from every other evil. Protect and prosper all who labor in their rightful callings, and let all useful arts flourish among us. Be the God and Father of the lonely and the forsaken, the helper of the sick and the needy, the comforter of the distressed and those who sorrow. Grant your Holy Spirit to those who come to the Lord's table this day, that they may receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ in sincere repentance and firm faith, and to their abundant blessing. As we are strangers and pilgrims on earth, help us, by true faith and a godly life, to prepare for the world to come, doing the work you have given us to do while it is day, before the night comes when no one can work. And when our last hour comes, support us by your power and receive us into your heavenly kingdom through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Welcome the name of our crucified and risen Savior, Jesus Christ. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this evening. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping with us on the radio or on the internet. We pray that God's word would be a blessing this Ash Wednesday and throughout this Lenten journey. This time also, we worship God with our gifts and our offerings.
Thank you.
we stand for the offertory, page 159. Right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will.
Jesus Christ on the night when He was betrayed took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is My body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of Me." In the same way also, He took the cup after supper. And when He had given thanks, He gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in My blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of Me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Mercy on us, and 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 mercy on us, Thank you.
Now this true body and precious blood of our crucified and risen Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the true faith till life everlasting. Go with peace, with great joy, your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
We stand and sing the Nunc Dimittis, page 165. Thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
You may be seated for our closing hymn, 422. 422.